If you go to Amazon.com and do a search of books using the search term parenting, you'll get over 70,000 results, which leaves you with the choice. Get a lot more bookshelves or turn to the one book which has all the parenting advice you will ever need, the Bible. All through the Old and New Testament, the Word of God offers you the wisdom, the priorities, and guidance that you need to effectively and lovingly raise your children. God calls on us to be that bridge between His Word and our children. That's in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 9. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. Jesus calls on us in Mark chapter 7, verse 27, as parents to show our love first to our children. But Jesus said to her, "Let the children be filled first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." Paul tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, how the Word of God is the one and only solid, stable path for us and our children. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. It's also Paul who instructs us in Ephesians 6:4, "And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." In 2 Corinthians 12:14, Paul advises, "For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children." Now, this is a two-way street. God's Word also holds wisdom and instruction for the children. There's God speaking in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given you," which Jesus reiterated in Matthew 19:19, saying, again, "Honor your father and your mother." Parenting is responsibility at its highest level. Jesus teaches us in Luke chapter 11, verse 11, "If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish?" We think of God as our Lord, our healer, our teacher, which we should. But if you have children, can you now see the need to have him as your greatest possible parenting coach?